Network. I'm your host, Fierce Master, and today is Saturday. Horny, listen. It is all the way live on today because it's Saturday, my darlings, broadcasting live from the Windy City. 79 degrees, honey. It's sunny outside. It is really, really nice around here in the Windy City today. Listen, y'all, check this out. It's October 22nd, 2022, 4 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. To my home team, must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karun Pusori. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, the Gumba Rum, Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. Please do visit us online for all your rum libation needs. Listen, it is the smoothest rum in Boston. Listen, and as they say in Boston, it's wicked smooth, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking, horny up in here. Listen, let me tell you something. The CEO and the founder of Gum Rum is Steve Gum. Yes, indeed. Now, listen, y'all know what to do. Mom ain't got to tell y'all what to do. Set up my bar. Set up the bar harness. Yes. Don't ask me what I want to drink. You know what I want to drink on a Saturday. Gum Rum, baby. Strawberry, daiquiri, margarita. You know what I'm saying. Just fix it, baby. Get on. You ain't being paid to sit down. Get up. You can't make no drink sitting down in your seat trying to look all cute with your legs all crossed. Want to get up and get to that bar. I'm telling you what to do. You got to direct folks all up in here. Listen. Some people, you know, if you don't give them directions, they will never figure out which way to go. You know what I'm saying. Now, listen, I got some special music by independent artists. Demo. Yes, D-E-M-O. Demo, darling, listen. Now, before I get into music, I want y'all to do me just a little favor, please, while you're on Facebook. Y'all know we on Facebook all day long. Morning, afternoon, and night. You know what I'm saying. Listen, use keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Listen, y'all. Come on, engineer. Work with me. Who is hearing this music on today? What you say? Oh. Hey. Wow. You know, you better know it, baby. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, I got some music by independent artist Demo. Before I get into the music, let me tell you a little bit about his background and his bio. He started his music career with Meet Me at the Moon, and he put out a new album, Star of David. Let me tell y'all something. You know, it's really something. I'm not trying to get into no lessons here, no religion lesson. This is not Bible class. So now his album is called Star of David. When I saw that Star of David, you know, of course, you know, I thought about, you know, Jesus Christ and everything. Listen, I want to tell y'all something. Be very kind to the people of Israel. You know, if you want a special blessing on your life, and I've always felt this way. This is just something that I believe. You know what I mean? Be very kind to those of Israel. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, for me, it brings a blessing on your life when you are kind and generous toward those of Israel. Now listen, he may not be of Jewish descent. It could be just the name of Aaron, but this is just what I want to say. Now listen, I got some special music I want you all to hear on today. And also, before I get into the music, I want to say this as well. Y'all know mama always got some life lessons. Always got a life lesson on it. Always trying to help somebody. Listen, I want to put something on your mind. Who are you serving today? Who are you serving? And when I say who are you serving on today, what I'm saying is who are you being kind to? Who are you helping today? Is there anyone that you can serve on today? Anyone you can give a kind word to? You know, when you do that, it makes the whole world, the whole universe, what? A whole better place to live in. Now listen, this song is called Far From Home. Take a listen. Far From Home. Take a listen.
Forgotten. We came far from home, we took the uptown road. Give me some cocoa, it's like a fluffy toast. What you hear sound like, oh, you count on roads. But you far from road, it's kinda like your whole shit. You keep counting on blue chips, even brighter than blue chips. Get up ashes from roaches, now we totally back approaching. It's luck or boring, is that a trophy you just gave me? In my backpack, you never get me. Never gonna save me, I never gonna hate you. You gonna be around me, my blade gonna be upon you. My mama gonna blame me. Fresh paint trees, MGs and AMGs. There's MG parked at the door, it's Bendy hanging back the door. It's MTV banging at the door, it's best for dad on the floor. It's Alva, which is on a coach, it's Diamond Road. It's time to call, never forget the road. Never stop the road, over and over. Over and over, yeah, but you can make it far from the home. You get far from the road and then testing thrown. You keep resting, oh, you keep messing, oh. Losing, striking, that's bad. Losing, fatal, that's sad. Losing, sighting, that's sad. Actually never hate me. You gonna look up, are you gonna tick up? You gonna stick up, are you gonna be up? Never gonna see that, never heard that, nah. You really wanna be that, but you gonna see that, nah. In a Rory snapback, even seat launch pack. Got Earth's bubbles cracked, he's a rapper, doper trap. Chameleon, so many adapting, they call me bitch the captain. I hate the fucking captain, it happened, you had it, but you capped it. Jurassic World with raptors, you lose it for the fact is, for the fact is, huh? We came far from home, we took the uptown road. Give me some cocoa, it's such a fluffy toe. What you hear it sound like, oh, you count on roads. But you're far from roads, far from roads.
All right, up next is 7 weekdays of a month. 7 weekdays of a month. All right. That is 7 weekdays of a month. 7 weekdays of a month. You hear me up in here, that's independent artist, Demo Baby, D-E-M-O-E. Listen, what are you doing? What are you doing 7 days? You know what I mean? Now, listen, of course, Monday through Friday, most people have their jobs. I would hope that they have their jobs. But listen, if you're not doing something constructive, to me, I have to be doing something constructive. Now, when I think about this song, 7 weekdays of a month, For me personally, y'all know I'm just as transparent. I will tell you anything, whatever. Listen, let me tell you this. I have to be constructive. You know what I'm saying? I've always been like that. I've always been that way. Listen, when I had a regular job, 9 to 5, I was always doing something constructive. You know, if my job started at 9 a.m., I'd be there at 7 in the morning. I was just that kind of person. You know what I mean? So listen, constructive to me, when you're doing something constructive and productive, you're working towards something in life. You know, it gives your life meaning, right? It gives your life meaning. And when I said earlier, who are you serving? When you're serving somebody else, it gives your life a whole different meaning. It's a great thing when you serve somebody else. Do you know what it is to serve? You know, S-E-R-V-E, you know, it's not always about what you can do for yourself. It's also what you can do for somebody else. You know, that's my mindset. What can I do to help somebody else? You know what? And when you live your life that way, it just gives your life a whole different meaning. You know, it's not about what you can take. It's about what can you give. You know, because God in heaven looks at that. And when you do that, for me, I understand it's doing kingdom business. And when you live your life that way, God never stops giving to you, because when you're giving out of yourself, God is going to pour into you so that you can help somebody else, because what you're being a good steward over what you have. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I got to tell you this quick little story. I got a few minutes, and then I got to go, and then I got another show later on today. Listen, I was just so taken back. This young lady, somebody mailed me something. They mailed me, a few coins. Somebody mailed me something, but they put the wrong studio number on there. So I put a note on the next person's unit. I said, you know what? We got the wrong numbers mixed up. Can you, if you see this, make sure you give it to me. And so then later on, I did this just today. And so later on, I did this. This morning, and then the person, somebody knocked. I said, "What the hell is this?" And so then I says, "Oh, okay." I just opened the door, and the young lady says, "Listen. I got that little note." And she says, "Yeah, I didn't know what to do with this thing. I got this." She had opened it. She opened the letter. And I'm like, "Well, good gosh!" And so I knew what was in it. She opened it and she says, "Yeah, see, it was a check." And then she says, "You know what? Well, I work at a bank and I know how serious these things is." And she's going on and on and on. I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "I got what I got." So, and she's still explaining to me that she didn't know what to do with it. I'm like, "Okay, where is she going with this story?" And then she says, "Well, I didn't know how to do a return to sender." She was going to do a return to sender. And when she said that, my whole body went back a step. And I said to the young lady, I'm thinking in my mind, I'm processing what she's saying. I'm processing in my mind at the same time as she's communicating to me. And so I'm not saying a word. I'm just taking a pause and I'm taking it all in. And she says, "Well, I don't know how to do a return to sender." And I'm thinking to myself, who doesn't know how to write return to sender on an envelope? You know what I'm saying? And I says to her, before I knew it, I says, "Well, all you do is write return to sender on the envelope." That's what I says to her. And my eyes popped out of my head for a second. And she looked at me, and her head went back when I looked at her. It was just so funny and so hilarious. Her whole head went back for a second. And I was really serious. I'm like, "You're working at a bank?" You know, and I couldn't go into all the details because I'm thinking, I've worked at a bank myself. I understand return to sender. Is there a different rule around here? Is there a different rule? Listen, I work for the largest bank in the state of Louisiana, and you understand how to stamp something return to sender. If you get something that's coming in, you know how to put the stamp on the doggone thing and put it back so that the postman, and she says, "I didn't know how to do that." And I'm like, "Oh, my God." And so I had the letter in my hand with the contents, and also had her handwritten note. And so she went about her way, and I closed the door, and I read the handwritten note, and she has all the explanations on the handwritten note, and she says on there, "I'm of a younger generation." I'm like, "Is that the excuse you're using? You're of a younger generation?" I'm like, Oh, holy cow. So anyway, you know, Mama always has to give you guys a story. So anyway, that is the God Heaven truth. I did not make that up. That actually really happened. But I was so thankful and so glad to get the check. I was like, well, thank God it didn't get lost in the Osmo somewhere. So anyway, listen, let me tell you guys, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. But before I end, listen, y'all. Make sure you serve somebody on today. And guess what? I'll be back later on today to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivate.